In the name of the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto Thee. Hide not Thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline Thine ear unto me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. Before the evening devotion, we will join in prayers of intercession. Several believing mothers and fathers ask for prayers of intercession on behalf of their children, that they could have the grace to return, they could receive believing friends, they would get a place of study and a workplace, and that they would remain in faith, a sister in faith, that her spouse would receive the grace of repentance, and a sister whose sister's families have given up their faith, that they could have the grace to repent. Believing parents, that they could love and guide their children in their lives. And brothers and sisters in faith of many ages, that they would be preserved in faith. And a believing sister, in behalf of her spouse, that he could find the joy of living in grace. And a sister asks for the prayers of intercession of the children of God, that she would remain believing and that her spouse would receive the grace of repentance. And then for her children and sister, that they would remain believing. Refresh those who are weary. Refresh them with thy grace, and lift up and warm those who are depressed. A father asks for a forgiving mind for himself. Believing sisters ask for prayers of intercession for their brother so that he could become free of drugs and that he could receive the grace of repentance. A believing daughter for her parents, that her father's father would get better and that her parents would remain believing. Believing sister asks for that at her workplace she could be able to do her work in peace. A believing brother asks for prayers of intercession for him with his troubles and temptations in his marriage. And a believing brother who hasn't been able to come to these services asks for the prayers of the children of God, that he would remain believing, and prayers for his friend, that he would receive escorts and friends and remain in faith. A believing mother, that the parents or her and her spouse could love one another and support one another and remain believing. The children of God ask for prayers for themselves and their loved ones so that they would have strength in the midst of difficult illnesses and that they could remain believing. A young boy asked for prayers that his mother would get better and could be released from the hospital. Many people ask for prayers for help for their relatives, alcohol, and mental health problems. Many believers thank for the blessings and which they have received. Dear Heavenly Father, enfold us in thy goodness and give us everlasting life. Amen. The topic for this evening devotion. I will read from the first book of Paul to Timothy, from the first chapter, verses 18 and 19. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Outside of this tent, the sun is setting. It is hidden behind the clouds. But in the kingdom of God, the gray sun is not hidden and it is not setting, but it is shining brightly during the day and also during the night. This familiar portion of the Bible which we heard which has been used several times in these services already. Often, this familiar part of the Word of God has been referred to. This text refers to a part of the Bible whose heading is Thanks for God's Grace. This living faith which we have received through grace as a gift, this is the most important thing in our life. When Paul writes to this young Timothy, When we think of his thanks, what does it arise from? It is the same thing that we, children of God, can be happy or can rejoice of this evening here in Tornio, in the fields of Liaka, has echoed the sounds of the living Word of God. And what a beautiful thing it is to stop again and again around the Word of God in this changing time, in this eve of time which we live in. In his time, Paul was stopped when the Lord of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, stopped him. And we can say that when the Word of God stopped him, and Paul, who had before been named Saul of Tarsus, he was guided to that certain street where he experienced when the Word of God stopped him, when the Lord of life, Jesus, stopped him. The basis of his life could not stand when, at that moment, when he had to leave from this time to the other side of the boundary of time. And these words I heard, we saw in the life of Paul and in that situation how he cried and prayed when God had stopped him and awoken him. He prayed that he could find peace for his conscience, that kind of peace with which he could safely look forward to the future, in whose comfort he could lay his head on his pillow at night. God hears our prayers, and he sent him help. A child of God who has living faith in their heart. Was able to bring Paul greetings from heaven. Here also are you dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, to whom have come these same heavenly greetings. When you have been able to make repentance from the world, and your eyes of faith have opened, and you have been able to see from inside the kingdom of God and see that it is peace and freedom and joy in the Holy Spirit. Your eyes of faith have opened up to see that during this short life that we live, we have eternal life in our home in heaven. And Paul rejoiced when he found this living faith. For him, it was also the most important thing in life. And now, when he writes to this young Timothy, when Paul wrote those words, guided by the Holy Spirit, as the Word of God has been written, the Bible tells us that it has not been brought forth by the will of man, but the Holy Spirit has guided the words which have been written into the Bible. And when this letter was written, our everlasting God, who knows all, already looked upon this evening moment where we are able to be gathered together. You, dear travel friend, here in this service tent, or outside of the tent, or listening at the internet or radio, and you, dear friend, who doesn't own living faith in your heart, but who have come to these services or are listening. You have come to listen to the Word of God. This has not happened by chance, but this is the guidance of God. The will of the Heavenly Father is that the man He created, who has been created for heaven, that he could reach his home in heaven to be with God and to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, sent his own disciples out to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins. And yet, still today, in this eve of time, the disciples are spreading this tiding. And every child of God is a messenger bringing this message. At your own place of watching in your everyday life, when you can stop to talk of the most important things in life, even with those people who are not yet believing, we can also see beautifully this matter, how important it is to be able to speak, to stop and speak of the way and journey, as Paul writes to young Timothy. It is an important thing for all of us, for mothers and fathers, for grandmas and grandpas, and for you young people, that you can stop and talk about those matters, about those eternal matters which have been written into the Word of God, and especially in this time, in this evening of time, of which the Lord Jesus Christ taught his disciples and us this evening. The more when you see the end coming, then watch. The matter of living faith is the most important matter in life. It is the most important thing in life at that moment when our earthly journey ends. Everything that temporal that has been here, all the titles that we may have obtained will be left here. Only one thing is necessary that you have the robe of righteousness on you, which the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for you. And think, when you have that robe or clothing on you, you are acceptable before the eyes of God. It is an important matter. And when we think of this time, when we think of the lives of people, like the Word of God tells us, it is like the width of our hand, or like nothing compared to eternal life. Sometimes the time of this world has been compared to a work week of God. On Monday and Tuesday is from the creation to the flood. From Wednesday to Thursday, from the flood to the morning of the New Testament. And then Friday to Saturday, from the time of the New Testament to the end of time. And now it is the end of time. But in the kingdom of God, it is safe to be here. This kingdom will last all the storms of this time. The Lord Jesus Christ is guiding this kingdom, and this kingdom is going towards the heavenly home. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to live in this kingdom as a child of God. A childlike faith, of which Paul writes to Timothy, hold faith and a good conscience. This childlike faith, this childlike trust, it is a very important matter that we, as a child, can trust and believe in the promises of the Heavenly Father and in the guidance of the Heavenly Father. When one Sunday I drove with my own dear 5-year-old boy, I was driving home. He sat in the front seat next to me and looked forward, and all of a sudden he said, this world's most important matter that you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And so it is. It is the most important thing in this world that you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And it came from the viewpoint of a child's faith. And it is important that again and again we can stop around the living Word of God, because faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes through the Word of God. And when you have living faith in your heart, then you have a desire, or you want to go there again and again, where the believers are gathered together into services or summer services. You want to go to be with the other believers. You want to go there, and with a mind of prayer, you ask that God would open His Holy Word and your own personal faith could be strengthened and refreshed. And also, there are situations which the Heavenly Father gives us. When a person who has searched for peace for his own conscience, who has searched for the kingdom of God, and God guides that person into His kingdom, and when we think of this mission command of the Lord Jesus Christ to go out into the world, About maybe 20, 30 years ago, we may have wondered, how could this tiding go around the world and every place? But God has given a possibility for this. In this time, when the Word of God and the comforting sound of the Gospel echo through the internet and through the radios, they echo around the world. If someone is listening on the internet or radio, if there were people there, or if there are people here in this service tent or in this service area who have asked, could it be possible for me that I could become a child of God? One mother said that she is also a nurse. When a person is brought to her who is living the last days of his life, a young person who says that the greatest loss in his life was that when she lost her own small child, and now she has this kind of sickness. What is the meaning of life? God had sent the kingdom of God close to that person through that believing nurse. She told that sorrowing, unbelieving person, listen, you can still see your own child. And she asked, how can it be possible? Then this believer whom God had sent started to tell her about Jesus and started to tell her about living faith in the kingdom of God. And she said that all small children who leave from this time, from this world, go to heaven. Even those small children in their mother's womb, whom God has given the gift of life and an even more more special life, the life of faith, when their life ends, then that little one goes to her heavenly home. This sick person asks, could it also be possible for me? And the answer is heard. God's grace is boundless, unmeasurable, and God's forgiveness is unmeasurable. The Lord Jesus has carried all our debt of sin, and it is possible if you want to believe. And the answer was heard, I want to believe. And there was a twofold joy. First, that her eyes of faith were open to see what wonderful things are ahead of her as a child of God. And also, she was able to see that in that heavenly home, I can press my own child to my breast, who is with God in heaven already. And so it is still possible this evening moment to you who are searching and to you who are asking. To you, prodigal child of a believing home, you who have left your life of faith, the time of grace is still at hand. The doors of the kingdom of God are still open. This call is still heard into the kingdom of God. From this sermon, you can believe your unbelief and all your sins forgiven. In the name of the Lord Jesus and in his precious atoning blood. And when Paul writes to this young believing Timothy, he says those words, those important things. They are important for us too this evening. What a wonderful thing it is to keep faith and a good conscience. How important of a matter it is. It is the most important thing in life. And those fountains of the gospel, dear travel friends, they are such that the more they are used, the more they flow. They are such fountains which start from the throne of the Lamb, and they are flowing even at this moment. You, dear travel friend, who has been sorrowful, who have wondered, will I make it to the end? The enemy of the soul has made you doubt. Things that have happened which have pressed you down. Listen, you can still, even at this evening moment, lift your heart, lift your gaze from your own heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atoning blood. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. And this is what Paul wrote to young Timothy. He wrote the words of God. And when our text relates of this faith and a good conscience, which are connected. And our text says of which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwrecked. Sin is that which separates a person from God, and sin is the thing which the enemy of the soul brings to us. If the enemy of the soul has gotten victories, we have things on our conscience that weigh us down. It pays to put them away. The enemy of the soul has this purpose, that he wants to get a child of God out of God's kingdom. And in this time, in the evening of time, he has many ways to do this. He knows 1,000 tricks, as it is said. And he tries. To make things, other things so important that the matters of faith would not be important. And when the enemy of the soul, who is against God, brings a person further and further away, it happens, as Paul says and warns. When a person has given up his good conscience, he has not been able to put things away, put sins away, and they have gathered, or they have slowly built up, then our flame of faith has gone out. In these services, we have heard about the parable of the 10 virgins and how it is such an important thing. Then when the call is heard that the bridegroom is coming, that there is oil in your lamp. that the Holy Spirit is in a person's heart, and the person has faith in his heart. The bridegroom comes like a thief in the night, when you least expect him. The Bible tells us of this too. And the effect of living faith is such that faith does work through love. When a person has living faith in their heart, then they want to. And God gives them the opportunity to tell about their faith when they are asked of it. On our own parts, we often are weak confessors of our faith, and we are timid. But the Heavenly Father gives us the chance, and he gives us the strength to do it. We sang this familiar hymn, Thoughts of Home, Ere Keep Returning to the Traveler. And whenever I hear this hymn, I think of a brother who has already attained glory. When he told about the times after the war, when a young man lived with his father, his unbelieving father and an unbelieving son, and that boy got believing friends, and God guided him so that they talked about matters of faith, the most important thing in life. He went to services, and God prepared his heart so that that boy received this most important gift in life, living faith. And when he went to tell his own dear father about it, his father gave him a harsh judgment. His father said, you have to leave your faith or you have to leave this home. And this boy told his father, Father, I have found such a great gift that I do not want to give it up. And he said, can I sing one song for you before I leave? And the father gave him permission, and he started to sing this hymn, which we sang. Thoughts of home, ere keep returning to this traveler. His soul wants to attain his destination in heaven. And when he got to the third verse, in myself I am poor and sinful, but with my bridegroom's robe about me I am pure and white. God spoke to this father so much that he thought that he gave his son such a judgment, and his son was so loving towards him. Then he thought, there must be something here that I cannot understand with my own mind. And he ran towards his boy. Is it possible for me to believe in the same way that you have started to believe? And in that home, beautiful services started. Through the road to the glory in heaven goes through the kingdom of God. We do not know about our life, how long we will be on this earth. The Heavenly Father knows it, but we can, with a comforted mind, we can look ahead when we have this most precious gift in our hearts, this gift of living faith. We only have good things ahead of us. For this reason, Dear travel friends, dear ones who are listening, you still have permission to remain believing. Your last doubts and temptations forgiven in the name and the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be comforted and blessed. And I also want to ask, can I believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. And in this way, we can remain blessed by God's word. And we say, in Jesus' name, amen. We will close in the evening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day of grace which you have given to us. We want to thank you that you have fed us with your holy word and you have strengthened us with your gospel. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless all our lives so that we would once be able to be with you in our heavenly home. Heavenly Father, give us a peaceful night. And if it is your will, then give us a new service day. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.